Blog Talk Radio.
Fifty Radio. You have now stepped into the fifth dimension.
Everybody, and welcome to 5D Radio. We're here every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 8:30 Pacific Standard Time. And if you would like to call in, the number is 619-924-0996. So how's everyone doing? We are here to talk about the fifth dimensional energy, and we want to, you know, just to come on here and to share our views and share our energy with everyone. Yes. So, tonight we are talking about
virtual reality.
What is it? What is virtual reality?
And it simply means mirror reality. You know, the virtual reality that we know is a three-dimensional computer-generated environment, you know, where it can be explored and interacted with by people.
Right.
But the virtual reality we're speaking of is generated by the brain, and we're talking about the mind.
That's true. So there's what we really want to focus on when it comes to virtuality is how it makes, you know, your mind think things are actually real.
Right, like dreams. You know, they seem real when they're occurring in that moment.
Yeah.
And it's like your mind forgets that you're asleep.
Right.
Because you're so absorbed in the dream.
Yeah,
and that's
exactly
like the virtual world.
Yeah, actually, it's, you know, when we're dreaming, it's known as the fourth dimension.
Right.
So, when you're thinking and, you know, imagining things, your energy is experiencing the virtual reality of your mind.
Right. Because we're using our imagination to explore other places and other worlds.
Exactly. So, when you focus on, you know, the things that you desire and things that make you happy in your life, you know, some your brain doesn't even know the difference between what's reality and what's imagination. So,
and there are true scientists have proven that.
Yeah.
We've mentioned that before.
Yeah, and you will produce basically a frequency, you know, that people can, you know, or energies can connect to. And this will help you basically attract, you know, anything that you desire in your reality.
And the reason they say that the brain can't distinguish between reality and non-reality is because the same neurons fire off when athletes are watching a video of people performing something athletic and when they're actually doing it. The same neurons fire off in the same muscles.
Yeah, exactly. So, your brain is a vessel, you know, that can produce this virtual reality world that you are experiencing every day.
Exactly, in our minds.
Yeah, it's kind of like a hologram.
Right, and in our minds, we're limited.
Yeah, that's very true.
Because as you notice, in dreams, they're always strange because you can do almost anything.
Right. Yeah, it's like, you know, it'll be like daytime, and then all of a sudden it's, you know, nighttime, or you'll be in one place and then you're in another. So, yeah.
Right. Animals are talking, just different strange things we don't usually see in this dimension of consciousness.
Right, right. So, if you guys are just coming on to our show, this is my. Actually, this is 50 Radio with a Mind 15. We also have a show on Sunday. Yes,
yeah,
called Mind 15 Radio. So, we are. Hello.
Hey.
If you're on Periscope, you can actually chat with us live. We're also on video, so you can see us as we do our radio show. And we're here every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 8:30 Pacific Standard Time.
Yes.
So, as we were saying, tonight we are talking about virtual reality. And we were explaining how, you know, virtual reality helps you see, you know, how to create your own reality, because the mind doesn't know the difference between, you know, imagination and reality. If you've ever, you know, put on some virtual reality headsets, it's crazy. You know, you'll feel like you're actually at the place. Experiencing the emotion, you know, and this is showing you that, you know, what we believe we see is what we see. Like, that's going to be our reality.
Because in that moment when you're playing a VR game, that's where your mind is believing that you're at.
Right. Yeah.
Even when you play games that aren't VR, you know, just regular console, Xbox One, PS4.
Yeah.
Your mind is still absorbed in that game, and you feel like you're actually in the world.
Right.
And you're playing as the character. So either way, your mind immerses itself in the other world.
Yes, it's so true. I mean, even social network is like a virtual reality because
it's another world. It's
Yeah, exactly. You know, it takes you to places where you could never go, you know, if you didn't have that internet connection.
Right, like back in the day people had pen pals, but now you have digital, you got the computer, you got your devices.
Yeah.
So that quick, someone in America can speak to someone in Africa.
Yes, we can reach out, you know, beyond our measures. So that's basically what virtual reality is all about. It's about seeing things that aren't necessarily right there, but
your mind thinks it is.
Yes, your mind thinks it is. It's creating the emotions, the frequencies, and this can actually be a good thing for you if you're experiencing a good type of virtual reality. That really makes you happy and feel good, it can put you in that state of mind.
Right. Kind of like Total Recall. You ever seen that movie?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, they were implanting memories, but he felt like he actually went to the place.
Right, yeah, that's
so
true.
It's the same kind of thing. Because once the mind believes it, then the body believes it too.
Exactly. So, you know, virtual reality is a wonderful thing that's coming into this time right now that we're, I mean, it's been around, but it's really...
Yeah, now it's really developed.
Yes, yeah, really developed, and...
It's still developing even better.
Yeah, and it's showing us, like, that there's so many other dimensional realms around us. And it shows us that our mind, you know, believes what it can see.
Exactly. Our imaginations are great.
Yeah, it's very, very true.
You have huge imaginations. Look at all the things humans have done up until this point.
Yeah, that's true. So, again, this is 50 Radio, and that we are crystal girls. You can also you can check out our new website. It's crystalgirls.com, and that's GYRLZ. And we're here every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 8:30, and we just want to connect with people and network and, you know, reach those people that their minds are opening up to that fifth-dimensional energy that's all around us. If you haven't checked out our show before, we're all about the awakening and, you know, awakening of the mind.
It's happening right now.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
so
global.
Yeah, and we have to learn how to use this energy, you know, to our benefit. And virtual reality is one way we can use this, you know, this fifth-dimensional energy. Because, like I said, if it's something you enjoy, especially if it's like a virtual reality game or a movie, you will get immersed in it, and it will take your energy to another realm of being, and that can be very helpful, especially if you're feeling down or in a rut.
It takes your mind to a different place.
Yeah. It's like taking your mind on a vacation, you know, and you're not physically there, but you can feel the emotion.
Right. You know, another example of virtual reality is kind of like colors. You just did a show on colors.
Oh, yeah.
They don't really exist, yet we see them.
Yeah, that's so true.
Because it's our mind practice.
Right.
Our brain.
So, yes, exactly. And that is a form of virtual reality because, you know, it's not in the physical reality, but our mind is producing it. Right. So, hello. You know, we are the Crystal Girls, and we are 50 Radio. If you want to check us out online, just go to blogtalkradio.com/50Radio. That's 5-T-H-D Radio. And also, if you're on Periscope, you can follow us at 50 Radio and get notified when we come on live. So we are talking about virtual reality. And we were just saying how, you know, virtual reality is a wonderful thing for us to be experiencing because it can help us actually heal ourselves, heal our minds, and, you know, take us out of that negative space.
Right, because you're changing your environment, even if you can't physically.
Right.
Just take your mind elsewhere.
Yeah, because everything starts in the mind. You know, everything.
Exactly.
It's inner, and then you see things externally.
It's how we perceive the world.
Yes.
It's with our mind.
Yep, that's true. So your brain has a virtual reality world inside. Yeah, so it connects you to realities that you can never even imagine. So when your brain is giving you messages, especially in dreams, you know, pay attention to them because this information is being channeled in.
Yeah,
and
from the universal mind.
Yeah, and in your mind and in your dreams, you're able to experience this information. So that's why it feels like you're physically there. And that is your virtual reality.
You can actually sometimes feel yourself running or whatever you're doing in your dream. You feel like you're physically doing it.
Yeah, it's so crazy. Or you're waking
up. The mind is.
Yeah, you can wake up like from a dream and you're emotional or, you know, like you're sad, you're happy. So that's showing you right there that your brain is still active and it's just in another dimension.
Right, because you experience the emotion in the dream, and then it got transferred physically.
Yeah.
You wake up that way.
Right. So the virtual reality is wonderful to understand, to channel the energy, to use it.
Right, it's expanding rapidly, all the games they have for them.
Yeah.
They even have to where you can perform surgery now.
Oh, yeah. So it's helping doctors, you know, right, exactly. And this is a wonderful, you know, technology that we have came up with, and you know, we all should be using it. And like you said, you can also make yourself into a virtual reality being, because you can
use your own mind to do it.
Yes. You know, imagine things, go places, have, you know, continue somewhere else.
Just meditating, you can do that.
Exactly. You can be in your own room and feel like you're, you know, at a beach or, you know, having fun at a party. I mean, all these things are possible in your mind. You just have to believe it and use the skill. You know, focus, meditate, just go inward, and you will start to see this virtuality come to life for you. Again, thanks for everyone coming on our show. This is 50 Radio. We're here every Thursday, 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We also have a show on Sunday called My Fit Radio. That's from 9:30 to 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we're also on Blog Talk Radio. If you're just joining us on Periscope, so you can go on blogtalkradio.com/50radio and follow us, and you'll know when our shows are and which shows are coming up. Also, you check out our new website. That's crystalgirls.com, GYRLV.
Right. And if you love crystals, that's the perfect place to come get them.
Yes, we're putting up our new crystals soon. You know, we do wrapped copper crystals. And we also sell natural products. And we also have services like chakra balancing, energy therapy. So a lot of natural, you know, self-healing basic services and products that you can, you know, check out.
Right, this dimension.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, we're going to have lots of that coming for you soon. So we decided, you know, to make this radio show for people that are opening up to the fifth dimensional energy, because we know that not everybody is open to it, and it's just like becoming a big awakening or phenomenon. So we wanted to have a place where people could come and, you know, just learn more about it and share, you know, their thoughts and just to soak up, you know, the high vibrational energy, because it is available for us to use. And, you know, anyone can use it. You just have to open your mind to it and not allow other people to sway your mind.
That's the key, open
in
your
different
mind.
Direction. Yeah, exactly. If you're here, if you're listening to our show, your mind is probably open, you know, because most people that are opening up, they're gravitating towards each other.
Exactly.
So.
And then some, on this fifth dimension, they have to leave because their energy is too high.
Yeah.
That's why in 2016 we've experienced so many deaths already, just at the beginning of the year.
Oh, yeah. Crazy.
There's fifth dimensional beings, and they have to go.
Yeah. You know, and then you have to light. Basically, it's a transition.
Right.
But right now, we're here in the now. We can enjoy these high vibes and, you know, just basically channel the information that you desire.
Yes.
Because it is out there. All information.
All out there.
Right.
It's in the universe.
Yeah, exactly.
And we are the universe.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're part of the universe, so therefore we are the universe.
And therefore the information is contained within us.
Yeah. So, again, this is 50 Radio. Thank you for everyone coming on Periscope and that's listening to us online. If it's your first time, or here every Thursday, and
yes,
tonight from 8 p.m. to 8:30, and tonight we're talking about virtual reality, and we were just basically explaining, you know, virtuality is your mind's way of seeing reality.
Right. Most of you know virtual reality as the 3D world. Computer-generated environment.
Yes,
you
exactly.
can play games, interact, explore. But we're talking about the mind.
Yeah. Because we have to now get our minds you know, connecting to higher frequencies.
Yes.
So the better, the more we know about our own mind being a virtual reality machine, we can use it to our benefit.
Right.
To create everything that we desire.
To help us do everything we want to.
Yeah, exactly. And it will also help you with traumatic events or how to control your, you know, your emotions.
Right.
Emotional residue, which likes to stick around, you know, especially when you've been through something very traumatic.
Right. It has a stress attached to it.
Yeah. So we just want, you know, everyone to really understand that you are your own virtual reality machine and you can direct your energy however you like.
Very true.
And you know, if some people start to disconnect from you because of it, that's okay because they're just not meant to be in that reality at that moment. Because your reality benefits you. You know, it's okay. It's not selfish because
when they're meant to find it, they will.
Yeah, everyone finds, you know, their reality on their own pace. And if you're ready to be open and, you know, your mind is ready to be on higher consciousness levels, then you have to allow yourself to be open to those things.
Yes.
And then that's when you can use that virtual reality energy.
Right, that's when you see those things, that's when you experience them.
Right. Because
you're open to
it. Yeah, because we're not just talking about visualizing. This is actually experiencing the thing as if you are there. You know,
right,
it's
a
like
frequency
for it. Yes, it's like feeling it, thinking about it. You know, you're not going to be thinking about anything else because this thing is what you're focusing on.
Exactly.
And it's going to, you know, you can be a part of it. And, you know, we used to do this all the time when we were kids. You know, when we played imagination games and had our imaginary
really
friends. Yeah. And we were able to get a lot of things that we desired. So we have to try to channel that same energy.
Right, that level of happiness.
Yeah, exactly.
Carefreeness that children have.
Yeah. Because that will make us happy and make us be able to use our creativity in the now. And you will use that virtual reality energy because you will be feeling free to think what you want.
Exactly.
And you won't be putting, you know, experience, conscious energy into it. Because sometimes the things you experience can hold you back from getting new things in
right,
your life.
Because you're holding on to it.
Yeah, because it's taking up space emotionally. So you don't have space for, you know, more things to come.
Right, you have to release it to make sense.
Exactly. So,
especially if it's not helping you anyway. So there's no point in staying around.
Yeah, that's true. You have to let it go. You know, because this is your reality. You get to choose to do whatever you desire. Whatever your mind feels is
right.
Important.
So do what you love.
Yeah, do what you love. You know, as long as you're happy and you're not hurting anybody. And for yourself, and you're just feeling good about life.
Exactly.
And that's how it really should be. You know, you shouldn't live your life for anyone else. It should just be for what you feel is good.
Because really, no one else can experience anything for you. They
right.
can experience it with you, but not for you.
Right, yep. And your mind is going to, you know, react the way you're seeing the thing. Like, if you're seeing something a certain way,
right.
that's what you're going to be experiencing. That's what your mind is going to, you know, produce. That's the picture you're going to see. So you can direct this energy. You can think about, you know, higher consciousness vibes. You can,
exactly.
you know, just clear your mind of what you think is possible and just really think about what is possible, because anything is possible when we're on a planet.
Right, because we haven't seen everything.
Exactly.
So we have no idea what it is.
Right. And we, right now, we're in the third dimension. We, you know, we have dreams in the fourth dimension, and we're channeling energy from the fifth dimension.
Right.
So there's so much, you know, energy going on around us, through us, and we just have to learn how to balance it, focus it, and use it to our advantage.
Right. Realize that we are greater than just human beings.
Yeah, exactly. You know, our consciousness can go as high as we like. We just have to believe that it can. We have to open our minds to all possibilities and not limit ourselves to what we think is possible. Because
right,
it's not always what's right.
Think of when you see pictures of the galaxy, any galaxy. You don't see, like our galaxy, the Milky Way, you don't see us as humans. You see nothing but pure energy, stars.
Right, that's very true.
Moving.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's
so
another dimension.
Greater than just human.
Yes, exactly. And we're actually made out of the same particles that stars
right.
are made out. So, essentially, we are stars ourselves. And that's why we can channel the fifth dimensional energy and use
energy.
Yes, and use this energy to our advantage through virtual reality.
Exactly.
Because we can physically just sit down and think about what we want, what we, you know, and really feel it, and we will start to get opportunities. You know, we do it all the time, and every time it's like an aha moment. But
right, look around you. Humans have done this since whenever humans started making things.
That's very true. I mean, everything is created.
Everything was an idea at some point.
By the mind. Yep. So just remember that when it comes to virtual reality, you can use it to your advantage.
Exactly.
Because it is something that we all have a part of us. Yeah, and it's fun to
imagine
and just channel yourself being a kid again and really enjoying life. So that's what it's all about.
Right, because you're having fun with the point.
Yeah, very true. So we're getting towards the end of our show. Thanks for checking in and coming on our show. Yes, we're here every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you would like to check out the show, if you missed any parts of it, just go to blogtalkradio.com/50radio. And you can download the show to iTunes, any past show that we had on, you know, 50 Radio. This is actually our 10th episode. So, you know, you can check out all the other ones on there. And also, we'll be here Sunday on Mindfit Radio. And that is blogtalkradio.com/MindFitRadio. And that will be at 9:30 to 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Okay, and we will, next week, we're actually going to be talking about next level programming. This is from a concept me and Miss Wisdom have came up with, but it is so wonderful to use, basically, to get your mind,
clear your own mind,
on that
you
higher
program yourself.
Yes, on the higher consciousness, and it will also help you with virtuality mindset.
Exactly.
So we hope to see everybody next Thursday, and have a wonderful evening.
All right.
Bye.
You have now stepped into the fifth dimension.